Hi, everybody, and welcome back to our Halloween special of episodes. And yes, I did that intentionally. It's Halloween because this week is Halloween, All Hallows Eve. So as you can see right here on the side, we are going to be talking about The Conjuring today. Now, I did say when I started these video podcasts that we would have our shows up on Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday. But with this being the Halloween, we are going to have shows Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday this week because I want to focus on our Monday through Thursday of covering the four Conjuring movies. So if you have ever been a fan of The Conjuring, or even if you're not, we are going to be talking about some special things about these movies along the way and a few little bonus extras along the way too, which just might surprise you a little bit. So even if you're not into the horror movies, you might get something out of these. And if not, it's like, I hope at least they'll be entertaining. So, of course, I'm not going to ever cover anything too scary. We are going to be playing the trailer here along with that. But with these ones, I'm going to be doing something that I haven't done yet on one of these video reviews. I'm going to be sharing the original review that was on MovieDeputy.com for this movie. This is one that was one of the first ones that I had reviewed back in the day. So that's kind of going back a little bit. I've been doing this now 11 years, so yeah, this kind of dates me. But this one actually came out in 2013. I started Deputy in 2014, and I think I reviewed this one around 15 or 16-ish or so. So yeah, it's been on there for a while. Of course, before I even get into this, I did give The Conjuring a guilty rating. I hope nobody is surprised by that. So let's jump right in with the trailer on this one.
Right, it's 9:18. We're headed down into the cellar where the door's just opened on its own. Give us a sign that you want to communicate with us.
Who you see here is Ed and Lorraine Warren. The Conjuring movies are actually based on their experiences of their life and what the things that they did in the pursuit of trying to help people who dealt with the strange and unnatural things. And there's going to be more about that as these movies carry on. So
what are you guys?
Well, we've been called ghost hunters, paranormal researchers.
But we prefer to be known simply as Ed and Lorraine Warren.
Some of you may recognize that are watching along with the video that it did just show the Amityville house, and there's connections to that as well, but not with the four Conjuring movies that we are going to be covering over the next couple days.
There's someone here that would like to talk to you.
There's something horrible happening in my house.
It's November 1st, 1971. I'm sitting here with Carolyn Perrin, who, with her family, has been experiencing supernatural occurrences.
You picking up anything in here, hon?
Something awful happened here, Ed.
What is it?
Whatever Lorraine sees, feels, touches, it takes a toll on her. A little piece each time.
You have a lot of spirits in here, but there's one that I'm most worried about because it is so hateful. Look what she made me do.
Again, another familiar face that you probably just saw. If you're a fan of the Twilight series, you would recognize the young actress that played Renesmee is in this one.
We have to get out of here.
That's not going to help.
This thing has latched itself to your family.
Father, we never seen nothing like this.
Another familiar face, which I'm sure you just saw, is, like I said, you're going to see a lot of familiar faces, young actresses that made their way bigger and bigger in Hollywood as time went on. And like in this story, in The Conjuring, it's not about a simple possession. It is about something that's a whole lot more. And there's nothing like overly gory in the trailer. If you are easily grossed out, there's nothing overly gory in this. But it just kind of gives an inkling of what this movie is about. Just kind of gives you that feeling of dread just slightly. And if I have a little bit of a smile, I do kind of like these movies on a personal level. And then they were also done quite well, which I'm hoping that you can stay with me at least till the end, and I will tell you what the score is as we approach the end here.
I'm coming with you.
No way. I can't lose you.
There's a lady in a dirty nightgown that I see in my dreams. She's standing in front of my mom's bed.
Do you want to see him?
Yeah.
When the music stops, you see him in the mirror standing behind you.
So that is the trailer that's the original trailer for this movie. And so I just kind of hope that gives you a little bit of an inkling into what to expect from that. And yeah, it's a little bit unnerving for some, but hopefully not too badly. But I want to share with you the original review that had been up on Movie Deputy's website. Here we go. Amityville, one of the most documented paranormal cases. Oopsies. I was on the wrong one, so my apologies on that. I make mistakes from here and there, but I caught it. So that's actually a little bit of a quote from the Amityville, or the Conjuring 2 review. But I have corrected that, and so I'm back over here where it belongs. So my apologies on that. But back to the Conjuring review. Here we go. There is much about this world that we'll never understand. The Warrens spent much of their lives trying to understand the unexplainable. Much of their work has been documented and studied to aid in paranormal investigations to this day. One case in particular was one that they never revealed very much about until now. The Perrin family had relocated because of the father's job. Everything seems fine at first, but there are warning signs from the very beginning. Soon, strange things begin to happen to the family. When a tragedy strikes a little too close to home, they begin to look for answers. With the help of the Warrens, they soon begin to unravel the reasoning behind what is happening. Only it's much darker than they ever could have imagined. This is a rarely seen glimpse into the Warrens' darkest files. The story itself is based on a true story. Stay through the credits for actual photographs and articles about the Perrins and the Warrens. Come prepared for something like you could have never imagined. This will stay with you long after the credits have finished rolling. Are you prepared? Only you can know for sure. And a quote by Ed Warren that's in the credits as well is, "Diabolical forces are formidable. These forces are eternal and they exist today. The fairy tale is true. The devil exists. God exists. And for us, as people, our very destiny hinges upon which we elect to follow." Again, that was an actual quote by Ed Warren himself on that. So that just kind of goes into a little bit more depth on that. So I appreciate that they kind of introduced like some of the things that were actually happening as this was going on. So I'm trying to get back here to my main screen. There we go. And I just read that review to you directly off of Movie Deputy's website. And as you can see, this is the poster right here for the original movie. And I want to show you what I did with the podcast image for that as well. Let's take the poster away and we're going to pop up the podcast. As you see, I didn't really change this one a whole lot. I just kind of mainly just shrunk it into the square size. But for this movie, these are the types of movies that people are going to carry with them, like I said, long after the credits are done rolling, because these are actually based on true stories. There's a lot of things at work here, and like Ed Warren says, the fairy tales are true. The devil exists, God exists, and he has experienced things that have proven that to him time and time and time again. So if you are really wanting to spend the whole Halloween getting ready for the ghosts and ghouls that come out on Halloween. And of course, I make a joke out of it. I used to dress up and go actually trick-or-treating with our son when he was younger. Now, I'm not talking just where I walked I mean, when he was little, it's like we would walk with him and we'd stay out on the sidewalk and he'd go up to the house and get trick or treat, get the candy and come back. And he was so excited. When he got into his teenage years, I'll be sharing some little fun things like this about Halloween as we go through the Halloween here together. But through his teenage years, we actually dressed up with him and we went door to door together and doubled the candy. That was kind of awesome. And I'm the same way. It's like, if you come to my door, I don't care if you are a baby in a stroller or needing to be carried or what age you are. If you come up to my door and you ring the doorbell or you knock and you're getting candy. It doesn't matter if you're one or 101, you're getting candy. So I at least honor that. Last year we had about 154 kids come to our door, or 154 people, but most of them were children. Probably less than 10 of them were adults. But it was just a lot of fun. And adults, I'm talking like the upper teenage ones too. It's like they were known as what's called a quote unquote a good candy house. So I like that designation. So if this is one that you've been kind of curious about seeing, I would love to know your thoughts on it. Of course, I always welcome commentary, whether it's on the videos here on YouTube or whether or not it's directly to our email, which is moviedeputy@gmail.com, or even the contact us page on the website itself on moviedeputy.com. So like I said, I'm always welcoming the comments on, especially stories such as the ones that are based on true stories, whether or not it's creeped out or, okay, I'm really weird when it comes to horror movies. I've actually never had a nightmare from a horror movie. I've had nightmares, but never from movies. I can remember even watching things like The Exorcist and Poltergeist when I was younger and thinking they were kind of funny. It's like, if I laugh at a horror movie, that kind of kills the score right there. I mean, to be honest, if there's something that makes me laugh in a horror movie, I'm just like, I'm here to be scared, or just at least the jump scares. I love jump scares. But just something a little bit different. Like I said, I did give this movie a guilty rating, which should come as no surprise, especially considering the movie that we are talking about here. And then score-wise, I'm actually going to kind of surprise you a little bit on this one. And you may be thinking, why? And it's like, well, because where my score came in on The Conjuring. This Conjuring movie, I gave a 7.5 out of 10 on the Deputy scale. Yep, you did hear that right. It's a watchable, good story, plot with some questionable content. And anybody who is sensitive to stories like this will understand why I have labeled this as plot with some questionable content. Are there some errors in this one? Definitely. But it's not enough that it takes away from the story, and so I try to take that into account. I'm going to try to start incorporating an image of our review of our rating system and kind of why that makes what the breakdown of that is, so people can understand it a little bit more. So I hope that you are enjoying these, and I hope that you are enjoying this adventure. Make sure to come back every day this week, especially if you're a fan of the Conjuring movies, because we are going to have these up. And as always, I will be back soon. Bye-bye.